You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Before we get into those grades, let's grab a few calls. Let's go to Jim in Akron.
Fellas.
What's up, man?
Not too much. You know, the one guy that called earlier that was talking all over you guys, you know, so
Marco Polo.
I wonder, and it seems to be a recurring thing, is I think people would rather see Johnny fail than the Browns win. You know, I'm not saying that I'm all
Marco
in on
Polo
Johnny.
Would.
Well, you know, that's why he got the buzzer or got, you know, basically, you know, he's probably the he's probably going to be the Bozo of the Week
nominee for sure.
Polo.
But, you know, I've been a Browns fan all my life, and I've seen, they don't make it easy on us, but
they don't.
You know what? I'm gonna always be a fan, and you know, I'm not like last year. Everybody's like, "Well, you had to be a Johnny fan, or you had to be a Hoyer fan." It's like, no, I'm a Browns fan.
Right.
I'm not rooting against either one of them to fail. I want them to both succeed. Because if they're both succeeding, then that's going to make the team better because there's going to be competition, and then ultimately, the better guy is going to win, and then we're going to win. You know, and you know, as much as it would be nice. Getting a chance to get the best pick in the draft, man, I'm so tired of wanting to lose. I don't want to lose. I want to win. You know,
yes.
and you know, I want continuity in the front office. You know, I hope Farmer can get his stuff together and start picking better picks. You know, I don't know if he's going to get that chance, and I really believe Pettine is the right coach. I'm not so sure about our defensive coordinator. I don't know if he's just trying to make things too complicated. I mean, you got pass rushers, but you're not having rush the passer. You have your best pass rushers covering guys out of the backfield or tight ends. And I don't know. I think most teams, if they've got a stud pass rusher, they have a rushing quarterback.
Yeah, they got to find a way to figure it out. And defensively, I think, you know, if we're going to go through and do the grades, and maybe we'll just look at, since we've got some phone calls, maybe we'll just look at it from the standpoint of, you know, offense, defense, special teams.
Sure.
The defense right now is D?
Minus?
I mean, yeah, it's either D or an F. It has not lived up to what it should be. Average for this defense would have been an average defense. This is one of the worst defenses in the NFL.
It is one of the worst defenses in the NFL. And if, I guess in my eyes, you can't say, well, what does A mean? What does an F equate to?
Failure.
Failing, correct?
Yes.
And instead of saying they failed X amount of times, through 10 football games, when have they not failed us? As you look at, did they fail us in the New York Jets game? Because we gave up 31 points.
I mean, I guess you could say that. It's Tennessee, they did not. Tennessee,
they did not.
Was a passing game.
Oakland failed us. I mean, it allowed. They made a stand.
Gave up 27 points.
Gave up 27, but made a stand that allowed us to get back into the football game. Made some stops.
Yep.
Okay. Baltimore. Gave up 30. Offense was just a little bit better that day.
But you came up with the stand you needed at the end at
right.
the goal line.
Right. Okay.
Got a three.
Denver.
Three turnovers.
Right. Okay. St. Louis.
The bottom line is the defense has not been good enough.
No, it's not been good enough. And I just meant, I believe that personally, and this is attacking no one, our defense has failed us week in, week out, more often than they have not failed us.
Correct.
Because a stop here or a stop there is all fine and good. The good defenses in the league get you three stops in a row. You know, get you the turnover. Get the sack when you need to. They make the play when necessary. Almost to the point where you can sit in front of your television and go, I mean, there's a few times, and I'm sure a lot of fans do this, where it's like, man, wouldn't a turnover be great right now? And I do that when I watch the Buckeyes, and it's like, boom, either that possession or the next. Bosa gets the sack, the pick, the forced fumble, you know, the tackle for a loss is made by that team because it's a defense full of playmakers.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what you certainly hope for. Who did you go to first with that first caller there?
Jim.
Let's go to Ken in Akron now. Ken, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing, Ken?
I'm doing good. Yeah, hey, I'm a big fan. I listen to the show all the time.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem at all. I just wanted to, and I'm a big Johnny fan at all as well. I just wanted to get your guys' take and see what you guys have thought on how the team was going to do coming off the bye week, going in to the Monday night game and for the rest of the season.
How do I feel? I kind of opened with the segment when we were Zagurilis and Dino and I had that conversation. And I said, the same way that everyone wants to be oh so critical about what Johnny's going to do with his time away from the facility with that 5 days off, I'm as interested in what everybody else does too. Because if you're comfortable enough to take a five, and I mentioned, taking 2 days to yourself and doing what you want to do is fine, but pushing it to the limit and going, feeling the need that you deserve a 4.5 day vacation and that you go take it and you fully step away and come back in cold turkey to get back into the grind that is an NFL football season, I'm as in tune to the other 52 guys on this roster and how they react after the bye week as I am Johnny Manziel now that he's a starter.
I agree, and I look at it, and you know we all look at it differently, and these guys are in the grind. It's interesting. You know, I talked to Alex Mack for the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, and he was like, I'm just not going to think about football. I don't want to think about football. I don't want to even anything about football. And maybe it becomes that monotonous and tedious to you. I mean, you can comment on that better as a player, but you know, you had the Thursday night game, so you kind of got a mini bye last weekend, and now you've got a primetime game coming up against a division opponent. Maybe I'm just, because I'm not a football player like you or like them, I consider myself a football junkie. I would be thrilled to have the opportunity to not physically put any toll on my body, but be able to watch tape and study and see if I could find something cool out about the Baltimore Ravens, a tendency and somebody that I'm going to be matched up with or that I'm going to see that's going to give me an opportunity to win on Monday.
But I get that, and I get where you're coming from, and that exists for a small percentage of players. There are also outside, they're not distractions by names, but outside sources.
Yeah, that
your girlfriend, sure. your wife, your fiance, your kids, your family that you've maybe seen for a few hours while they came into town to a game in Cleveland or you know, a adjoining or close city that they came and saw you at. You know, for you to go back and see, you know, go to church in the church that you go to church at back in Texas, in Florida, in Mississippi, whatever it is, and see your family and dive in and eat your mom's home cooking and all that stuff. You deserve that right and that opportunity.
But you can do that and still watch tape for 2 hours.
100%. In today's world, you can.
You could go through four games that's your
what
opponent
I, that's
in 2 hours.
That's what I said.
Easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
See if you find something cool. That's what I like to do. I don't know. But I agree. I think that this is a team that right now needs to try something different in some ways. You know, you don't want to abandon everything you've done. You got to figure out what you've done that's been successful, what you've done that hasn't. Try to correct the latter and reinforce the former. Let's go to Dave in Cleveland now. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
All right. Hey, I've never seen, like I said, a divisive figure like Johnny Manziel, especially amongst the fan base. Like, he came in, you know, I'm not saying he fully dedicated himself or he was an angel or anything like that, but I've just never seen, it just shocks me to see how Brown says, as long as we've been losing, they want to see this kid fail. And I don't understand it. It's just so shocking to me. But I look at and I compare him to Colt McCoy back when Colt McCoy was here. Colt McCoy was a good guy and everything. But he didn't play well when he was here either. But I don't think nobody ever rooted against him the way they do Johnny. Do you guys know the reason for that besides the obvious reasons, or is it just because the way he carries himself is?
I think it's human nature. Johnny Manziel was a guy who most people wish they could have enjoyed the life and success that he did when they were 20 years old. And he was a guy who had all the swagger and did things on his own terms and played by his own rules. And so a lot of people like to see people like that get humbled and taken down. What surprises me is that now that he has been humbled, he's gone through basically a washout of a rookie season. He looked completely unprepared to play in the NFL. He had a crisis of confidence. He spent time in a rehab facility. This is a guy who I think has been humbled, who's been brought to his knees, and who has then worked hard to get out of that and has shown tangible progress both on and off the field. And so to me, everybody loves the comeback story. I'm surprised that more people haven't jumped onto this story and been more excited for him. But I think that's just what it is. It's a society where if you don't have haters and you don't have people trying to tear you down, you're probably not doing something right. You know, I mean, it's rare the guy that is just, you know, nobody has anything bad to say about. So I think Johnny Manziel was a lightning rod and knew that. He was a heat magnet, as they would call in the wrestling business, and played into that for a lot of his career. And you can't just shut that off. Especially then when you don't have success on top of it, it becomes amplified. So I think that's really what's at play with Johnny Manziel. Ellis in Orlando, welcome to the show.
And how you guys doing?
Good, man.
Got a couple quick comments. You know, I think with this whole Johnny thing, I think for the organization, the best thing that could happen is Johnny balling out, and I'm going to tell you why. Because if he balls out, and we can find out that he's not only a leader but a leader of men, now we go into the draft with looking for additional weapons, maybe the big guy out of Ole Miss. And we got Travis Benjamin. We still have our other wide receiver that's having issues coming back. And if those guys can get it together, now we have something to work with. But and then we can fix all the other smaller areas. But I think, to me also, it starts at training camp. And I think everyone should come into training camp and you get white helmets. And the only way you get a brown helmet from Thomas to Hayden to all these vets is once you prove that you can beat and play like a Brown. As far as a grade, I give the fans an A for being hella loyal, because I'm not going anywhere. Browns fan till the casket drop, guys. Let's do this.
Let's do this. Appreciate the call, Ellis. Tyler in Newark now. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Well, I kind of like what the last caller was saying. But we've seen Johnny last year. You know, he didn't know the plays and whatnot. In the first game this year, he gets thrown in against the Jets. And actually, you know, he didn't play great, but he did look like a starting, you know, a quarterback that can play in this league. And then they said that, you know, he turns the ball over too much against the Titans. And against Cincinnati, zero turnovers. And, you know, then people started saying, well, he can't throw from the pocket. Well, in Pittsburgh, you know, he threw for 372 yards.
Yep.
So I like what I've seen. And like what the other guy said, if we can get John, I think that's the best-case scenario. Now you can get a pass rusher, which we need badly. If you get a pass rusher to go alongside Nate Orchard, who's been pretty decent against the run, I like where he's going. You know, then you get your set at your outside linebacker or a pass rush and versus the run with Shelton, hopefully, who will mature next year. And I'm more excited about the younger guys playing, you know, like Pierre Desir and Gaines. And we'll see what we got in these young corners.
Yeah, Gilbert.
And now we can... And also, like, the kid from Ole Miss to draft, maybe. Treadwell, or is that his name?
Who? And the receiver?
Ole Miss.
Laquan Treadwell? Yep.
I think that would and plus, people forget about Josh Gordon, hopefully, can come back next year.
Absolutely, and, right. And then all of a sudden, you could have some fun. I do think if Johnny Manziel is the answer to the question, who is the starting quarterback for the Browns 2016, you must get him receivers with size. I just think that that's imperative.
The margin for error is larger for
and
him.
When broken down play, you can throw those post up
routes. That's what I mean. Win the 50-50 ball. We need guys that can win the 50-50 ball. If the words coming out of Johnny Manziel's mouth are correct, and in fact, say he does make faith throws, and I'm sure at Texas A&M he made faith throws consistently to Mike Evans that over the course of time were no longer faith throws because he was that big and that good. Those are the weapons Johnny Manziel needs.
That is exactly what he needs. All right, when we come back, what we need is Gribbs, and we're going to get them. Cleveland Browns Daily with the senior
staff
of ClevelandBrowns.com, Andrew Gribble. And maybe we'll go through our grades for the midseason with the Gribbs when we return here on CBD.